This call is now being recorded.
Katie.
Bill.
I thought they were fixed.
They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's
next? He can kind of, we're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie.
And Candace. And this is,
well,
we tried.
I don't think
that'll ever not be awkward.
Hi, hello everyone.
Hello. Episode 7.
Woo-hoo, we doing the thing. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for being here.
Thanks for joining us to today's episode. It's going to be a complete different episode from the ones we've been doing, which is kind of just the point of our podcast. I don't know. We just talk about whatever.
Yeah. What are we talking about today, Candace?
All right. Today, we are talking about organized crime.
Wow.
It's honestly a subject that I, for some reason, like, I don't think about it like all the time, but when I do see something, I'm always like intrigued, and I was like, oh yeah. Like, what, you know, what's going on, what is this?
Not that's saying that like, organized crime is so intriguing because like usually they're so smart about the way they do things,
and it's kind of like scary to think like there's this whole other world of like money that's happening that like is so illegal, but yet they just like they're in a whole different level of living
system. Yeah,
and it's like, whoa, especially like the big drug lords where like the government at this point, the government knows of them, and it's like there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah, like semi tolerate them.
Like you can monitor them and you can like, but like if you kill the head person, then the next person's just gonna come up in charge, and then you just keep killing them. Yeah, I guess, but there's always gonna be someone to like take the place.
Yeah, you'll never be able to wipe them all out entirely. And I guess unless also, you literally wipe them all out.
Terrifying. That is so scary to think. But yeah, so that's today's episode. And we have some, well, hopefully you guys can enjoy our discussion on it. Because I honestly don't know where this will go. So we'll see.
And I don't know a lot about organized crime. I know, like, a little bit about your, like, cliche, like, mafia, like, Italian mafia stuff, but...
Like, the Wattpad mafia boss falls, wants me to be his wife stuff?
What?
You've never read Wattpad before?
No.
Oh, my God, I know there's someone listening right now who has read a Wattpad story about, like, the mafia leader. It's like, Wattpad's like a book app.
Oh,
where people, like write stories like fan fiction and stuff, but like other stories like werewolf stories and vampire stories and like teen romance stories. Well, there's always a section where it's like mafia stories, and like all in the genre is literally like mafia love romance crap. And I just, it's like super, they always have that, and they have like the bad boy, like they have like a bad boy genre where it's like high school bad boy like wants me. They always have like the drug or the gang leader, like the gang leader kidnapped me. Like I always see these weird cliche like plot lines. I read a few when I was in high school. They're all the same. It's literally the same. Like girl wakes up, she's like average looking, but the pictures they show, she's like freaking model status, and she goes to school, and then this guy, or no, really she's a waitress, and then the mafia comes in, and then she becomes your waiter, and he's like likes how spitfire she is, and he's like, I have to have her, and like all
like obsessed with her.
Yeah. It's like, girl,
are there any, there aren't movies like that, are there, with like mob love?
Isn't that like new movie, like the 365, like it's like basically just like glorified.
Oh my like God. I saw that the other day. I didn't see the actual movie, but I think it was literally the day that we decided that we were going to do this as a subject. I saw that trailer on Netflix, and I was like, what is this?
I've been seeing it on TikTok. People have been, like, watching, because it's out. Like, you can watch it on other sites.
Oh.
People have been, like, reacting on TikTok. And so I've been like, oh, my God. It's literally, no. Okay, so that preview is literally what the, like, mafia stories, like, that's how they write it, like that.
I was thinking, yeah. And for those who haven't seen it, it basically looks like a 50 Shades of Grey meets, like, kidnapping mob boss.
Yeah.
Because in, like, the scene that they showed, like, in the trailer, it's not really even, like, a real trailer. They just show a scene on Netflix. She, like, wakes up, and he's just, like, staring at her, like, shirtless. And she's, like, I don't know, he was talking about something. I don't know what they're talking about. And she was, like, fine. She's, like, if you're the boss, then, like, call your guys in here. Give me my computer and phone. And I was just, like, woo.
See, but like,
having her tied up, and I'm, like, oh, no.
That's the thing I can't, like, that would be scary. Okay, because, like, it's one thing, like, if you and your significant other are just, like, super kinky and you're into that tied up stuff.
Yeah.
But then, like, when, I guess, if it were to be, like, someone in that world, I would be more scared of, like, what if you just kill me right now? Like, you would kill me. Like, you know, yeah. If I'm dating average Joe, he's probably not going to, like, shoot me in the head. But, like, who knows? Maybe the mafia boss is like, you know what? I'm tired of her. I'm just going to go ahead and kill her. I would feel a little bit more like,
that's not too handcuffed. She's so into it because it's so dangerous.
Yeah, and that's how you end up 6 feet under.
Yeah, well.
You win some, you lose some.
Like, I just want to take that risk for a little sex, you know?
No, but do you think you could ever date, like, a narco or, like, a mafia cartel member? What is it?
Part of me wants to say yeah, because I feel like I'm missing a part of my conscience that should tell me no. Like, if he's really nice and cute, I don't know. I think, like, I'm saying, like, oh, yeah, I could definitely do that. But, like, push come to shove, I probably couldn't. I'd probably be like, you scare me, and all your people scare me.
Scared of you and your whole family.
But, I mean, I think it would have to be, I mean, I think it's always based on trust, but there would have to be some, like, major trust for me to date my boss. Like, I would have to be like, he will do anything for me. His guys would, like, be there to protect me. It's not like they're like, oh, saving that girl. Like, I fucking hate that girl. And, like, when they get the opportunity, they, like, wouldn't save me, you know?
Yeah. I think I would if it were, like, if times were the same as when they were, like, years ago. Because years ago, there was, like, even though there was, like, rivalries and everything still going on,
yeah,
there was, like, this unspoken rule that girlfriends, wives, like, kind of, like, families, or, like, the women in someone's life, like, they're kind of, like, off limits. Like,
yeah,
you hire a hitman to go after them. You don't, like, you have an issue with the person, like, the boss, the guys. You don't have an issue with Sally, who's just living her life, who so happens to be married to him, you know?
Right.
And
right.
Nowadays, even just, like, with gangs, mafia, cartel, like, now anyone is game. Like, anyone, you can kill anyone, do anything, whatever you have to do to get to whoever you need to get to. And, like, it's kind of like the newer kids on the block are like, F your whole family. I don't care who, I can kill your daughter who's 6 months old. Like,
yeah, like, everyone's a target.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, I couldn't, like, that would make it harder. Cause I guess if back in the day, it'd be like, well, they're not going to kill me. I would lose my significant other. Like, I wouldn't die. But now you're, it's like, oh, hell no.
You're obviously having an affair with the secondhand man. Like, come on.
Yeah. I'm always going to be on top regardless of who it is.
I think it'd be a fun, like, fling, like a little summer fling. He, like, takes you out to his villa. You kind of fart around for, like, a couple months, and then you're just like, working anymore.
But then, like, are you ever really free? Because what about, like, okay, it's a fling, and then you go back to your life in the States or whatever, but then, like, I would still feel very, like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, like, what if he's just like, oh, that's a loose end. We got to, like, you know, tie all loose ends. And then now I'm just here sitting in class, and then I get shot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's even scarier if it's a fling, because then he's not that attached to you.
Oh, that's true. No, but it is. Like, he's, like, crazy head over heels. And you just, like, you just disappear in the night one night. And he's like, oh, like, I loved her. I wanted her to stay with me forever. What is the website? I think I'm going to go write my own story.
If I go on Wattpad and see something written by you, Katie. Oh, my gosh. We should co-write a story.
Oh, we should.
I'm down. Like, I'm being 100% serious right now.
That'd be fun.
We just co-write this.
It's like just a challenge, just to see how how many people can like read it. Like,
for everyone listening, if we co-write this story, can you guys please go and read it? Like, we promise it'll be good. It's not gonna be a hot mess. It'll be good. We promise.
We know our dramas. We know like the give and take. We know where to put things in.
Oh my gosh. No, but honestly too, like if I were, so let's say like I am crazy enough to date someone like in that life of crime.
Yeah.
I would not want to date someone or be with someone who is like, this may sound really shallow, but like a low ranking person.
Yeah.
Like a street dog. Sure. I just would be like, you know what, if I'm going to go all into this life of crime and like be there, like, mm-hmm. I need to be up there closer to the top, because that's where all your security is at. If you're like a low, like if you're the girlfriend of like this just a regular member, and then like you die, like nothing's gonna happen. They're like, oh, that sucks. But like if you're dating someone like higher up, they might be like, oh no, we need to protect her because she's so and so's girl, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that security. Yeah. When you're,
well, if you're dating the lower ranking guy anyways, I feel like it wouldn't be a very good relationship, because he wouldn't be able to like put a lot of attention into you, because he's always having to like focus on like his boss more.
Yeah, you'd be sucking.
He probably would be a jerk. Like, he like would nag him or like complain about something, and he'd be like, I don't know, like I got work, and he'd hit you. I feel like he'd just like, he's someone just like, shut up.
He's trash. So basically what you're saying, lower ranking members in the cartel and mafia are trash, and the higher rankings are like kings.
Yeah, unless there's like, they're like, oh, you can't be with her anymore. Like, she's distracting you, or she has ties to like the other guys or something. I feel like there'd be drama there.
Yeah. But you know, like the sad part is like, I know like right now we're both joking. Well, yeah, I guess we're joking. But, like, there's, because of how, like, romanticized it's getting,
yeah,
there's actually women who are, like, legitimately seeking out these people.
Are they
thinking
really?
That it's going to be the way they see it in the movies and the books, and not thinking, like, this is real life. Like, this is literally what they do. They kill, steal, like, for a living, and, like, you're not going to be the girl to walk into their life and just change their whole life around, which is what a lot of girls think. I was reading something a while ago, and this girl, during spring break, it wasn't recent, but she went to Mexico, and her and her friends for spring break, excuse me, and while she was there at one of the bars, this, like, guy, very, like, suave, like, you know, nicely put together, he, like, was at the bar with her and got a drink, and they were kind of drinking, and they had like a little fling or whatever. Well, then when she was gonna leave, he was like, no, like, stay with me. And she was like, well, I have to go to like school and stuff. And he's like, no, you don't. Like, you don't have to, like, just stay here. Like, I, you know, all the whole like little smooth talking, like, I never met anyone like you, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And so her friends let her stay, which I'm like, girl, you need to get some better friends, because hell would freeze over before I let my friend stay with some random man
in
some country while I, like, no.
What the heck?
And so her friends are like, okay. And it's because they were like, oh my God, like, what if this, you know, girls, and like, they love the idea of love. So they're like, oh my God, like, you need to like seek this out. And so she like stays, and he ends up being, he was not like high up in the ranks, but he was like a name.
Mm.
And so, but she ended up dying. Like, I want to say, like, I think she lived there, if I remember correctly, like, she was there for, like, 5 or 6 months, like, after they, like, the friends had left, and she was, like, living with him and stuff.
Yeah.
She ended up dying, and, like, he didn't kill her, but, like, because she was with him,
you know.
And so, I think the article was to, like, bring awareness to, like, the idea of, like, stop thinking this is, like, a cute, like, lifestyle, like, is this real? This is real, and, like, yeah, you know, you might feel safe when he's with you, but he's not always gonna be with you, and also the crazy stuff. But I think people forget that when they're like, oh my God, the mafia boss. Like, yeah, but that.
And I feel like the safer you are with them, you has to be like the longer you're with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't even with him for a whole year. So it's like, you're not going to be that safe, you know?
Yeah.
No one's really going to try to protect you like super hard if they're like, eh, she's just a girl.
Which sounds bad. And I don't want, like, and also I guess we should have started with this, like, we're not expert, so if we say something that's wrong about, like, the cartel, or if you're, like, a cartel member or something, like, we're just talking. We have no expertise on anything. And so if you're, like, this super-duper crime person, you're listening and being super triggered right now, like, just calm down. We don't know what we're doing, okay? Like, all right.
The majority of what we're getting off of is from movies. At least me.
Yeah. Honestly, it truly is. Like, I, at one point, I was so intrigued. I was watching, I really need to remember shows. I was watching something, and they had mentioned motorcycle gangs or motorcycle clubs, I think. Motorcycle clubs. And they had, like, said the name Old Lady, and I was like, what does that mean? Like, why? And because she was young, and I was like, why do they keep calling her, like, Old Lady? Like, she's obviously, like, in her 30s. Yeah. So, like, I looked up, like, biker lingo or whatever, and apparently, I did my research, I'm telling you, every single time I get intrigued, I'm like, what is this world? But apparently it's, like, like, your significant other. So instead of saying, like, my wife, you would say, like
my old man.
And so there was, like, a link under that was, like, rules you have to follow. And I was like, oh, well, now I got to know the rules.
Yeah.
Like, and, oh, my God, it was so, like, crazy. Like, okay, let me think. What was one of the rules? You can never – okay, never – I guess they – what is it called? Like, the jacket that they wear? Like, they wear, like –
jacket?
Like, a leather jacket. I forgot what they're called. Coats. I don't know. But, like, you're never supposed to touch a biker's whatever jacket, vest, thing ever, even if you're his old lady. Like, that's grounds for, like, punishment. And then, like, you know, you don't talk about the club. You don't ask questions. Basically, you're just, like, you just, like, sit there, shut up, and, you know.
Yeah.
You don't act out in front of, like, members, which I would have an issue with because, like, you're not allowed to, like, talk to me all crazy in front of people and think I'm not going to talk crazy back. But, you know. It was like, I was like, whoa. And then that's when I realized that motorcycle clubs, not all of them, but, like, some of them do also, like, the organized crime.
Yeah.
Like, the outlaws and stuff like that.
But then you have those motorcycle clubs, like, those gangs that are, like, they're gangs, but they go around and do, like, good things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they go around. Like, the, I can't think of the name, but the one for abused children. That was a big one. I actually worked with a lady who was a part of that. She would tell us about it all the time. She was, like, an old lady, too. Like, she was, like, 60s or 70s. And she'd show up in her leather jacket, and she would hand us her flyers. I was like, oh, shit.
But I think they said, like, only, like, 1% of motorcycle clubs are, like, illegal. Like, the rest are, they're a motorcycle club. But, like, they're more like that. Like, they're just kind of a group of people who like to ride together.
Yeah.
As a club. I think, like, if I'm not mistaken, like, only 1% of them are, like,
not a lot of them.
Drugs and trafficking and all that stuff.
I can see that. How do you even join, like, a motorcycle club? Like, what if you were just, like, interested in motorcycles and you're like, I'm going to be a part of this. You just show up. Because I feel like if you just showed up and was like, can I ride with you guys? They would all laugh at you.
You're like, king at the road, king.
You're just like, you're following him on the road, but you're like a little ways back. Like, he's always here.
Just give him a jacket.
He's on a bicycle.
A dirt bike. You'd be that kid.
That's always my thing. Like, I'm really always asking my dad, like, how does one even get into a gang? Like, I guess it's just like, you know somebody and you just start hanging around them. But how do you, like, seek that out and just being like, I want to be a part of this?
Well, and see, like, the thing that I always, like, it's weird. So, in general, organized crime, like, yeah, it's bad. I'm not saying, like, oh my God, it's such a cool, like, lifestyle. Like, no, it's bad. I understand it's bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I hesitate to put, like, gangs on the same level as, like, organized crimes. Because I feel like organized crimes, it is organized. That's why they're called, it's like,
yeah.
You have a person in charge, you have procedures, you have, like, you know, they have standards for themselves, I think, in that
sense.
Whereas gangs, I feel like they're a little bit more, like,
freestyle.
Yeah, they're not very organized. I feel like they're like a hot-ass mess with guns mm-hmm. and drugs.
Exactly.
And so I feel like it's very hard to, like, put gangs on, like, spectrum of organized crimes. I mean, I'm sure, like, I'm not, like, no expert, but I'm sure there is some type of, like, hierarchy in gangs, you know, like a leader and like second command and stuff. But I just know in organized crimes like the cartel and mafia, like it's way more structured in the sense of like who does what and what they follow.
Yeah. I would not be very good in like a mafia like, or a gang, because it would be like if I don't, like they'd be like, go do this, because you're obviously going to go do all the dirty work for like the boss. And I'd be like, no, I'll get in trouble. Like, I don't want. Or like, what if you don't like the boss? You're like, fuck that guy. Like, I don't want to go do all this for him. I would not be very good.
I want to do good in a gang because I don't want to go to jail. Basically.
Like, just let me hang out with you guys and just like talk shit, but I don't want to go.
I want to be associated, but not in.
Yeah, like, do you need an assistant, like a secretary, to, like take your phone calls? Like, I can do that.
Personal assistant. Like...
That would be cool.
Because I think they have those. I wouldn't be surprised if they had like an executive assistant to like manage their.
Yeah, there has to be, because like you can always contact him directly. Like, you got to go through people.
That's so crazy. It's honestly like an like. And it's, like, weird to think, too, that, like, one person... Because, okay, so, like, we have the president, right? And, yes, the president is, like, the commander-in-chief and, like, controls, like, our government and, like, our military. But, like, people can leave the military. Like, if someone is just truly unhappy... Like, there's still that freedom of, like, nah, like, I'm a dip. Like, I don't like this anymore. Bye. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't, like... He's not a dictator. There you go. He's not a dictator. Whereas in, like... These cartels, they're so big and, like, massive, but, like, they all follow one person, like, religiously.
Yeah.
Like, he could say, like, go kill this lady right now, and they would go kill her. Whereas in, like, regular people life, like, the president can't be like, hey, go kill this lady, and they just, like, they might, but, like, it'd be, like, why? Like, no, I don't want to kill that lady. Like, whereas in the mafia or, like, cartel, they're like, okay, no questions asked. Like, I'll do it.
Like the loyalty is like next level.
It's like extreme.
It's insane. It's like, why are you so loyal to somebody you have never met?
Yes, exactly. There's like people where it's like, who's the boss? And like the boss could give two shits if this person died, but they're like, I will kill this whole village for them. Like, what? Why? What did he do for you? He didn't do anything for you. I don't understand.
Exactly. I want to see like an undercover boss, but it's like. A gang. So it's like the head, like Bob Boss, like covers up at like, entry level, like dirty work.
Get shot.
Like, God damn it. You guys work hard.
And then at the end, he like reveals himself, like, actually, I'm the boss.
They're just like, oh my God.
Ricardo, I saw how hard you were working out there, man. I'm gonna give you a paid vacation.
You took a bullet for me twice, man. Ricardo's like, you were hiding behind me.
I need to see this right now. Oh my gosh. That would be so funny. Oh man.
But then I guess to enter like a mob or whatever, it's got to be a lot of family. I know that's how it is with like Italian mobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just like a bunch of family members.
Yeah, I think, one, I think, too, in Italian mobs, like, don't they have that, like, saying? It means, like, family or something? Like,
oh, yeah.
I think the difference between, I'm not sure with cartels, but I know with mafias, like, there's always a code of, there's a code of something, you know? Especially with those, like, Asian mafias, that stuff is, Yeah. What's it called? The Japanese one. It starts with a Y. I really should have looked this up. I knew what we were talking about. I don't remember. But that is like intense. Oh, I was reading a story. This is actually funny because it was on Instagram. It was on my Explore page because I've been like, it's been coming up because I guess I've been, I don't know how, but this guy was in Japan. He was a he was U.S. Military, and he was stationed in Japan, and they were having like a farewell dinner or whatever for one of the people who were leaving. Yeah. And so it was at this big hotel. Well, he had left a little room to go outside to get some fresh air or whatever. So he was outside leaning against this pillar, and he said that this other like huge Japanese man like left one of the rooms and was on the other side of the pillar and didn't know that he was there. And he was on the phone and he was like talking really aggressively. And the guy said he knew a little bit of Japanese, but like not enough to pick up the entire thing. But he did know that when he heard that guy talking, he was like, oh my God, he's a part of the whatever it's called. Because he says there's a very distinct way that they talk. Like it's very like, there's a dialect that they use.
Oh, interesting.
So he immediately knew. And when he like it registered, the guy had like hung up and then was turning to go around the pillar and saw that guy there, saw him there.
Oh, and no.
He started speaking to him in Japanese, and the guy was just like, oh, English? Like, do you speak English? And then the Japanese guy was like, oh, American, like, you're a good friend, yeah. And the guy was like, yeah, American. And then he said that the Japanese guy said, that's so good that you didn't understand anything, but in Japanese. But the American guy did understand that he what he said, and he was like, oh my God, like, yeah, like, sure, for sure, I don't know anything, bye.
What is Japanese? Like,
added his back. I was like, all right, well, see you later. Because, like, if he would have understood anything, you know, like, ooh.
I would have ran home immediately.
I would have cried.
Like, oh my God, bye. That's scary.
Yeah, that's
because that's the thing with organized crime is you don't always know when you're around them. Like they can look like normal people.
They're not all just like wearing suits and like you know, fancy get-ups, and they could just get to the market. I don't know why, but yeah.
That's scary.
It is
And it's crazy that there's just, like, gangs all over the world. Like, there's just all kinds of different gangs. Like, it's almost, like, just, like, a natural way of human life to have gangs.
Well, you know what's also weird is, like, when you see, like, when I see super rich people, like, CEOs and stuff, I always think, like, do you have connections somewhere? Like, because usually, at least in the movies, behind every, like, super, like, powerful person, there's always some type of illegal crap happening somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm always like, who's your connection? Like, what mafia, what cartel are you working with? Like, I know you're not up here by yourself.
I technically have connection, kinda. I have a family member who did.
Who?
It was,
Oh my God, are we gonna die when you talk about this?
Nah, this is like old shit.
Oh, okay.
They don't listen to this. They don't listen to the podcast, I checked. because I have Italian side of the family, and they're all like from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably like my great uncle is what it is, because the Italian side that came over, there were like 16 kids or something ridiculous like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So one of them, he was actually like, it was the family always kind of knew that there was kind of something shady, like that they just kind of knew that he had something to kind of do with the Italian mob, but like nobody asked questions, and like
no one's gonna be like, hey, so what's up with that Italian mom? Like
and but they said that at his funeral, like a lot of people showed up. I'm talking about a lot of people. And they were saying that the wife of like this really famous Italian mobster, like, was there. I think, like, the mayor was there, and they were, like, at his funeral, they were kind of like, oh, shit, like, he was kind of powerful. And then, like, I guess, like, all the old Italian, like, uncles, when my dad was little, they would call him some nickname, and I guess it was a nickname of, like, another famous, like, mobster, because they said he looked like him, and everyone's kind of like, ha, 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 ha. Like, that's so funny.
It's so crazy.
crazy, right? I'm like, that's scary. Like, I know there's a little bit more to it, but that's all I remember of my family. But I'm like, what? I remember in high school, one time in high school, we had to, like, our, like, little homework was to find out if we were, like, related to anybody famous. Mm-hmm. When it got to my turn in class, I was like, I'm not related to, like, anyone famous, but, like, I have family in the mafia.
So if you don't give me an A, that's it for you.
What grade? Tell me now.
I would milk that so much.
Right? No. Not but, I mean, it was, like, what? Like, 40s, 50s, and 60s in, like, Boston. Like, it was, like, prime.
That's prime mafia time right there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
that's deep prime mafia, especially the Italian mob. Like, that's some prime stuff right there.
Yeah, I'm just like, how do you get into that? Because it's like not the whole family was into it. He must have just like met the right person. I don't know.
Yeah, been at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. I guess if that's the lifestyle you want to live, I've like thought about it. Like, so, okay, that sounds bad. I'm not thinking about becoming a drug lord or anything, but like, I've definitely have played the scenario out of my head of like, how would I run like my organization?
Yeah.
I guess if you're like committed to the life of crime, you just have to understand that like, you're going to hurt people. Like,
yeah,
there's going to be someone that hurts, whether it's like the people that work for you or like the people who, because I mean, usually with drug lord, you're distributing drugs and drugs are not good. So like you could be ripping apart families, you know, because you're feeding into someone's addiction.
Right.
And so like, I think if you've come to be okay with that, then like, okay, you can continue. That's like the first thing. But I was like, okay, if I were to do this, you know, be like that one show Queen of the South, which I actually need to start and finish. Like, how would I run my organization? Because I truly think that if females were, because there are some, like, female drug lords. They're very, like, not common, but
yeah,
they're there. I feel like if all organized crimes were done by females, like, we would not know. Like, we would know very little about organized crimes.
Oh, yeah.
So sneaky.
With, keep that, like, shit in lockdown.
Yes, and because I feel like the guys, yeah, like, you have to have, like, I guess, muscles or whatever, but, like, that's why you just get, like, a bunch of guys to do your stuff for you, but the mastermind behind it, if she was a female, it wouldn't be so boasted about, because guys are, like, El Chapo's sons have, like, Instagrams, and they're, like, posting, like, all this illegal crap on their Instagram. It's like, oh, my God, you're so stupid. Like, obviously, the government.
Men have to brag. They have to peacock.
Yeah, it's just, like, they're, like, oh, my God, look at all my weapons and drugs and guns, whereas a woman, it'll be, like, oh, I'm just, you know, supporting my family and, you know,
like, going private to life, you know,
PA meetings. And, like, little do they know, she's, like, running a whole drug cartel from her, like, cricket, like, making dollars. Like, you know what I mean?
And I feel like you have to be really tough and smart, but you got to have, like, that muscle. Mm-hmm. Really loyal people to you.
But I think women, we have the best of both worlds, because women can be so persuasive.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally girls every day that get men to do stupid stuff all the time.
That's
like,
so true.
Literally, that's like the whole point of like a sugar baby and like a sugar daddy. Like, mm-hmm. women are so persuasive and get what they want 9 out of 10 times. Yeah. So I'm sure there could be a woman who can persuade a bunch of men to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd be like the mastermind behind all of it. Without being, what I don't want is, she was the wife of the leader and the leader died and so she took over. Like, no, I want it to be like she started it.
Yeah, like it's her thing.
Yeah. I would be more scared of her than I would of a man.
Oh, for sure. Because a man's all up front. Like, you're not going to have to worry about like, okay, what are they thinking? Like, are they going to trick me? Like, not as much as a woman, because a woman, like you were saying, is very sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gonna be like more fake about things, so yes. You're playing mind games with me.
Like, a woman would be like, oh, like, sit down, get comfortable, like,
yeah, you can trust me, honey.
Yeah, whereas a guy's like, I will tell you my evil plan and then I will shoot you, you know, where like a girl's like you know, more like you want to put your guard down because they are like nurturing, well, mm-hmm. you know. But girls, I feel like, are way more cold-hearted, can be way more cold-hearted than guys.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Because I feel like she'd have to be more brutal. Like, just kill more people.
Yeah.
Like, don't give people a chance. Just boom. Get them.
Well, and I feel like that's the only way, too, she'd be able to keep, like, her following is
for them
to kind of fear her. Like, oh, crap. Like, okay, she will.
No mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be interesting. Maybe there is. You know what? There probably is a girl like that, but because she's a girl, we don't know of her because she's quietly running her empire.
Because the only ones that we know about are the men. Because that's how she set it up, that she's not going to be tied back down to it, like tied to it, but she's running it.
Oh.
That's the other thing. You got to like protect yourself. So like if the cops come in, you're just like, I know nothing. Like, I didn't.
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's a mastermind behind the people who we think are the leaders.
Yes.
There's really someone just sitting back going, no, don't do that. And then everyone, oh my gosh. Okay. This is just blowing my mind. I don't know. Now I'm fully convinced that there's a woman running the show and all these men are just like her little toys.
Did El Chapo have like a wife?
He did. And actually, what's so funny, well, it's not funny, but like when he got arrested one of the times, because he's always arrested and always breaks out. And at this point, I'm like, come on, guys. But when he got arrested one of the times, he asked the judge, like, let me talk to my wife. And they're obviously like, no, we can't let that happen, because he was probably going to tell her, like, you know, what to do, whatever.
Yeah.
And so he told the judge, like, if you let me talk to your wife, I promise you won't die.
Oh, like, my God. The guts.
Oh, imagine having that much power to be like, I promise I won't kill you. Just let me talk to my wife.
Can you imagine being the judge going, fuck?
I'd be like, bring his wife in here. Come on, talk to her. Whatever you got to say.
You know, all the judges before that trial, they were like, no, you take it. No, you take it.
It's like, it's honestly like, that's the one thing too. I would never want to be a judge, like deciding the fate of like a leader of anything.
No.
Because that's like, well, and then like Pablo Escobar, which is like probably, he's like the man. Like, he's like the biggest cocaine trafficker probably to ever exist.
Is he still alive?
I think so.
I don't know why I got in my head. First of all, I always get him and El Chapo mixed up. Like, I always think they're the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like I thought they were dead for some reason.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, he's totally dead.
Oh, El Chapo is?
Yeah, like, no.
Maybe that's the one. Yeah.
I have no idea why I thought he was alive. He's like 100%, 1,000,000% dead, like a long-ass time ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I'm caught up. What's the difference between them? Like,
Pablo Escobar is a Colombian drug lord, and I think El Chapo is in Mexico.
Mexican cartel. Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
He's a Mexican drug lord. But I think in the sense of, like, who was bigger, I think Pablo Escobar had a bigger, like, empire.
Is he the Narcos guy from the show?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But he was also, I think, in that movie with the, it's a recent movie. It's about the guy who was flying his plane for him. Like, his character made like a brief, like, oh my God, what movie was that? If you guys know what movie I'm talking about.
Flying the plane?
Huh?
About the guy who flies the plane?
Yeah, it's about him.
Tom Cruise movie, right?
I think so.
I think I've seen it.
And he like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyways, he makes like a brief, cameo in that. Oh, he doesn't, but like his character does.
Right. What if he actually did?
You know, he ran for like, in the politics in Colombia, he, like, ran for office or something like that.
Honestly, that is so smart.
Yeah, he was like, but he had, what was so crazy about that is like, he had so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm saying like he was loaded. At some point when he was on the run from authorities, he was in some type of mountainside or where it was cold or whatever. And his daughter was like, what's it called when you get really cold? Hypothermic. And he like burned, but he didn't have a lot of resources with him, but he had a lot of cash. So he just burned $2 million worth of cash.
Oh my God.
That she could warm up by the fire to keep his family warm.
Like, power moves.
Like, oh my gosh, bring me my money and like set it on fire. Like, and that didn't mean nothing to him. Like, that was like,
yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, like, all right, you know, because he was making so much money with his, you know, whatever, being him.
I just looked up his picture because I was like, okay, I don't remember what Pablo Escobar looks like. And he's actually kind of cute. Like,
yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he looks like he wouldn't be.
Like, he's very, like, charismatic in his smile.
Look yeah. It kind of looks like he'd be a good cult leader. I mean, sometimes you would think the cartel is kind of like a cult.
I mean, I feel like mobs are, like, semi-cult because you get so many people who are, like, so loyal to your following.
But have you seen his daughter? She's so pretty.
I'm with it.
Look.
Wow. What does she do? Is she, like...
I don't know, but that was his only daughter. So you could tell she was, like, the, like... I mean, he burned $2 million for her to keep her warm, so...
Like, okay, I don't know if I would want to be the spouse of, like, a mob boss, but to be the child...
Oh, 100%.
Of a mob boss? Like... Dang, can you imagine? Do whatever you want. That's incredible. I always think of, now that we're talking about, like, Narcos, I think of that meme from Narcos, where he's just, like, sitting on, like, the swing outside, like, all sad. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
This one. And he's just sitting there, like, sad on the swing. That's what I think about. I wonder if he finds that funny. He had to have watched the show. Like, you know, he did not watch the show about himself.
Well, so I just looked it up really quickly. And apparently, like, she was the only one who was not charged with any, like, crimes because she was 9 when he, like, died.
Oh.
But then she cut all ties with the... cut all ties with her native, so she cut all ties with Colombia, and apparently, like, suffers from severe depression, and her brother, she lives with her brother and his wife, and they take care of her when her depression, like, surfaces.
Wow.
But, I mean, imagine losing your dad at 9, and, like, to you, he was, like, just your dad. He wasn't, like, some drug lord, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm sure... But, like, when he died, like, they had to, like, flee the country, and, like, the mafia was after his family. And so, like, I'm sure a lot of that played into her, like, being traumatized.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No. You imagine, like, she has to walk around the rest of her life and people find out who her father was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure by now, she changed her name.
Yeah.
Stuff. So I'm sure by now she tries to, like, forget the fact, but I mean, it's just like walking around, like, you knowing who your father is.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the same thing with, like, serial killers' kids. Like, yeah, you're young when it happens, but then you have to go the rest of your life, like, wondering, like, oh my God, my dad is such a piece of trash. Like, why, you know?
Yeah, well, especially with serial killer kids, like, people are gonna, like, be like, oh my God, they're gonna do the same thing.
Yeah, you have that stigma. Like,
yeah.
Like your dad or your mom. And it's like, no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again, I'll cut your throat. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah. Or even just, like, bad people in general. Like, I'm sure Hitler's, like, lineage is probably, like, oh, my God. Like, that's just, you can't change what family you're born into. Like, that's just where you're born.
Right. You gotta separate it. Like, do you think mob boss kids are, like, expected to join the family business?
I think their sons are.
Mm.
I feel like with that mentality, like, it kind of sucks to be a boy, but I feel like you're kind of bred, not bred, that sounds bad, but like, especially like the firstborn son, I feel like the dad will always be like, oh, you gotta like continue the whatever. Whereas you're like a girl. Guilty. Yeah, where the girl, it's like, you know, go to school, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I want to see the movie. I want someone to make a movie, or I guess write a little story. Maybe we'll write it. Where the daughter, like, falls in love with, like, the rival side.
Oh, that's, like, every other book on Webhead. Right? Girl, you really got to get the app, because they be having all types of, like, situations happening.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
They had one. It was the daughter fell in love. No. The dad, one boss, like, he needed the protection of the bigger cartel, the bigger mafia, or whatever. Uh-huh. So, he sold his daughter to be the, like, wife of their leader.
Wow.
Because their leader is, like, this young, hot, like, guy, and her dad's, like, this old man. And so, like, he basically, like, walked into her room and was like, pack your stuff, you're gonna go live over there now, like, you belong to them, like, we need the protection for our entire organization, so you gotta go, like, you're the peace offering or something like that. And I think it's because the young guy saw the daughter at some event or something and was like, I want her. Like,
want her, yeah.
And so that was, like, the deal he made. Like, we'll protect you, but you have to give me your daughter. And the dad was like, wow. All right, boom, there's my daughter. I was like, what the hell kind of crap is that?
He's like, no problem, here you go. Not even gonna think about it.
Yeah. I was gonna offer that as a bonus.
Yeah. I would have given it to you for free. If you think about it, though, I feel like Lion King has, like, mob vibes.
With the lions?
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they kind of keep order over Pride Rock and whatever area they live in, but they're the boss. I mean, I guess it's more royalty. People are going to say it's more royalty because it's Lion King. But
I feel like royalty is like just legal
stuff,
just legal structure of what like mafias are.
And everyone bows down to them, does their dirty work, does the lion's dirty work. Then you got that second one. Remember Lion King 2? Because you have that rival group of lions.
Mufasa is the mob boss.
Yeah. And then his brother didn't like that. Scar. And he tried to overthrow him. And then he got his own gang. Hello, the hyenas.
That's true.
Just saying. Is it Lion King or Lion Mob?
Just kidding. Lion Mob. That's the title of our book, Lion Mob.
My dad was actually telling me this the other day. I don't remember how it came up, but he was saying, because I live like North Las Vegas, and so he was saying that when they were building up this area, like whatever years ago, that they were finding like bodies a bunch of times because. At the time when, like, the mob ran Las Vegas, this was, like, all desert. So they would just come out to the desert.
Bury people.
And they were finding them when they were building. They were building them here. Like, oh, shit. I remember back when I lived here in high school, they, like, found a body in, like, Lake Mead, which is, like, where we get our water supply, which is, like, by the Hoover Dam. And, like, they find bodies there all the time.
You would think people would stop putting bodies there then, right?
Yeah, well, where else are you going to put the body? I would honestly go to the mountains and put the bodies there, but maybe that just takes too long. I don't know.
Well, I feel like, I mean, if you have a higher chance of not getting caught, I mean, even if it takes a long time, I would still do it. Because I'm like, hey,
yeah.
I'm not trying to go. Honestly, I wouldn't know what I'd do with the body.
Yeah.
Chop it up, feed it to lions.
The only thing I did hear, I did learn this, I saw in some video. And, like, it was, like, a funny video, but she just mentioned it, that, like, if you put a body through a wood chipper, you have to freeze it first.
Oh, so yeah. Just,
like, gunk up the gears and everything. And I was like, this is so smart.
Honestly, like, would it be bad to eat it?
I mean, morally, yeah. But at that point, do you
care? I mean, you killed him. Your morals are out of the window at this point.
Yeah.
But also, that's a lot. Like, if someone's trying to eat me, like, I'm a bigger person. That's a lot of, like, that's more than just one meal. You're going to be there for a while if you're going to try to do this, like.
Yeah, that's a lot to do.
What if you just, like, make stuff with it and then, like, oh, hi, neighbor.
Yeah, you could easily do. Did you ever see the movie Fried Green Tomatoes?
Is that, like, an older movie?
Yeah, it's, like, from the 90s, and it's, like, a southern.
Yes, actually, I think I have seen that movie.
That is, like, one of my favorite movies, and they do that. They end up killing somebody because it's, like, they were defending themselves, but they didn't want to get in trouble, so they ended up cooking him. And they fed it to the detective who would show up for months on end. It's like, you ate your evidence.
I mean, but that's kind of smart. Like, disposing it of through someone else, because then, like, once it's inside someone, what are they gonna do? Like, we gotta cut that person open and see, like, like, it's gone. It's
gone. That's it.
I mean, if Carol Baskin can do it, then
yeah, that's true. My dad was telling me a story also. Like, we just talk about weird things. This is, like, a different time. And he was telling me how he heard of the story of, I guess the husband was, like, the wife called the police saying her husband died. And they showed up, and they were, like, trying to figure out how he died. And they were thinking maybe she could have done it, but they just didn't know. But what had happened was, and I'm not telling the full story because I don't remember it all, she had a frozen ham, and she hit him on the back of the head with it, and that's what killed him. And after doing that, she put it in the oven and cooked it and then fed it to the detectives that showed up. Like, she literally fed them the murder weapon.
Oh.
Isn't that smart?
That is smart. But what'd she do with the body?
Oh, I don't. I think it was just kind of like, I don't know what happened to him. I don't remember the whole story
anymore. Oh, okay. Okay. So it was like,
she's like, oh, he died, but I didn't kill him.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's why women would make better leaders.
Exactly.
Because a guy would be like, oh my god, we gotta like kill the officers that walk in, and we gotta like, and there's women's like, just feed them the weapon.
Like, I'm innocent. Here's some dinner.
I was just cooking like all women do.
Yeah. So smart.
Since we're talking about the cartel.
Yeah.
I feel like our boss as bitch would be a hell of a cartel leader.
Would she?
And I'm saying this in a nice way. I'm not saying this in like, I think she's a drug lord. I'm saying this in the, when we talked about like the person who would be able to like just be a boss and like control all these people.
Mm.
Like, I feel like our boss has bitch would, if given like the right motivation and stuff, would be like a hell of a drug leader, like a drug lord.
Yeah. She can get people to listen to her. Like, she's very good at like, when she's talking, like, people are listening.
Mm-hmm. She has that command in her voice where you're like, oh, yes, ma'am. And for those who are like, who isn't? Tell us. We want to know. This week's boss ass bitch is...
Mackenzie!
I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. I'm a No. Yes, so Mackenzie is our boss ass bitch because Mackenzie is a boss ass bitch. Mackenzie, if you guys don't know Mackenzie, which a lot of you guys do know Mackenzie, but if you don't know Mackenzie, she is so, like, she has this charisma about her that is very, like, you want to hang out with her. Like, she's not mean or bossy, but she has, like, this very, like, fierce, maybe that's the word. She has this very fierce personality where you're like yes, like, you know, it empowers you because she's like, she just seems like the woman who would like walk in and sit down and everyone's like, oh, like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah. She's like, she's not all about herself either, like, she wants other people around her to succeed and be happy.
Yeah, which makes it better.
Yeah, it does.
It's like you have that fierce and charismatic personality mixed in with being very selfless and being very like compassionate towards other people. Like you have that mix, and then like you're really like a unstoppable force.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what Mackenzie is. She's very like, whatever she decides to do, it's like, all right, expect it to get done.
Yeah, she makes it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she is super hardworking, which is mm-hmm. also why I think she should be like, Mac, if you're listening, if you ever really decided to like do your own like cartel stuff, like hit me up, because
yeah, let us know, girl. We'll delete this episode and we'll talk.
This episode had never happened, and we can definitely like we'll be really, you know what, I think me and Katie would be really good like press release people.
Because
obviously Mackenzie would like do her business underneath like something. And mm-hmm. so, like, she's going to need people to, like, be, like, the public relations. And then that's when me and Katie come in and we're like, oh, hi, like, welcome to our, you know, we would have, like, random bullshit events that, like, people would be like, oh, my God, we love Mackenzie. She's so great.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
Or if she gets, like, in trouble or something, we would be the ones to do, like, the press conference. Like, oh, complete misunderstanding.
Facts, yeah.
Look under your chairs, you'll see keys to your new car.
You get a car. You get a car. They're all stolen.
Go change those license plates right now.
Somebody's like, I think you just got my stolen Jeep. Like two people down.
It doesn't matter. You got a new car, okay? Let's go. Come on.
The way the universe works.
Okay. Anyway, so Mac, you know, just let us know.
Love you.
Yes, we love you. We miss you. And also, you guys, go check out her blog.
Oh, yeah.
It's called forgetmenotfox.com. It's a lifestyle blog. It's really awesome. I feel like I'm having a conversation with her because it's very real. So, like, the way she writes is the way that she would talk to you.
Yeah.
And so, like,
on things, and
yeah, it just feels more authentic, feels more real. So if you guys are like over the blogs that are like, okay, like you're not that perfect in real life, like
they're just trying to sell you stuff,
yeah, I would say you guys go check out Mackenzie's blog because it's very authentic and she knows her stuff and she's saying real things, you know, because she's a real person. So
definitely.
But yeah, all right, guys, well, stay tuned for our next episode. We don't know what it'll be yet, but that's just kind of the charm of the podcast.
And if this episode made you laugh or smile, don't forget to show us some love and share us with your friends and your family. If you want to help us out a little more, you can find a link to our listener support on our Instagram page. Podcasting is free, but running our brand isn't, so anything that helps continue putting out amazing content for you all would really be appreciated.
Yep, and you can always follow us on IG at Welp We Tried, Welp with an H, to stay up to date on future episodes. If there's something that you really want to hear us chat about, slide into our DMs or just leave a comment under any post and we'll see it and we'll see what we can do. Again, for the last time, all the opinions in our podcast are just that, opinions. So if they match up with yours, that's awesome. But if not,
well, we tried.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye.